We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting on Mem Gimel Amud, three lines to the bottom. We had at the end of the Mishnah Machlekes that if someone is Muda Hanav from his friend, his friend can't have enough from him, and they're both walking in a place where there's no food, and it's only them two. So what should he do? He wants to give him food. He can't give him food. He can't give him Hanav. So the Mishnah says he's Mafkirit, and he puts on a sella, and he says, this is Hefker. He puts on a rack, puts on a fence, says, this is Hefker. Whoever wants can take it, and that guy takes it and eats it. Rav Yosi asks. So Rav Yechon says, what's wrong with Rav Yosi? Because Hefker is like Matana, just like Matana, until it comes to the Noisin, until it comes to the Makabel's hand, it still belongs to the Noisin, it can be Chayzer. Same thing by Hefker, until someone's Zeichon, it can be Chayzer, so it's still his technically. And therefore, it's called Hana. When he takes it, it's taken it from me. That's called Hana. That's Pshat in Rav Yosi. So most of Rav Abba, I have a kasha on this Pshat in Rav Yosi. It says, in a brisa, it says a little qualification to our Mishnah. Most of Rav Abba, V'alo noitav oichel, Rav Yosi Yosef, holds Osir, Om Rav Yosi. When do I say it's Osir? Eim Esav is Manchin Nidroi, Koidin Lehef Keroi. If you made a neder before he mafkirit, Aval, Im Hoya Mafkiroi, Koidin Lehef Nidroi. If he's mafkir first, Harei Zemutter. That means he first said this thing is Hefker. Then he said, by the way, Reuven, you can't have enough of me. So then, even Rabbi Yosi is asking him that the guy could be Zeicha in this piece of food and eat it. The Shaila is, if the way it works is that until you're Zeicha in it, it belongs to me. So then, even if I'm Mafker it before the Neder, but still, Lamaisa, you're taking it after the Neder. So it's coming from me to you, and that's the Aser. So what's the difference? What happened first, the Hefker or the Neder, if the problem is that until you are Zeicha, it still belongs to me. So when you're Zeicha, it's considered it came from me. So what's the difference? What came first, the Hefker or the Neder? Rav Yosi ben Mechalik, what came first, the Hefker or the Neder? Vi Amrit ad Aser Yoshus Zeicha. Mali Nidra Kerem Efker, Mali Efker Kerem Nidra. Again, let's read it again one more time. It says, in the Braisa, Amos Savis mentioned the Kerem Efker. Avol, Mhoya, Hefker, Kerem Nidra, is a mutter. It's mutter. The Amris, Ad Osh Zeicha, if you hold that it could be Chayzer until it gets to Rosh Zeicha, it means the Noisain could be Chayzer, Mali Nidra Kerem Efker, Mali Efker Kerem Nidra, makes a difference. They're both the same thing. It's coming from me to you. And you also by now. What's the difference when you came also by now? Before the Hefker, after Hefker. That's the Kazan Braisa. So that was his kasha that Rab Abba asked on Rabbi Yechanan. So who moisev law, who mafarak, who mashayer law? He asked the kasha, and he just answered the kasha. You could tie it like this: that you're right. Really, even if the hefker was before the neder, it should be aser. But here, there's a technical detail. Kol noider ain daita amasha hefker. When he made the neder and he said you can't have enough of me, it's only on things that are not hefker. But things that are hefker. So then, he doesn't have a mind on that, and therefore, he could be netted from that. Like the Ran speaks out, of course, if he said clearly that I don't want you to have enough, even from the thing that I made Hefker, then of course, then the loch is, you wouldn't be able to be Zeich in it, why it was coming from me. But here, the Stam Das is, we assume, the assumption is, that when you make a neder on all your possessions, you don't make a neder on the thing that you were mafker. Even though the thing you were mafker, you still have a little bit of Rishos on it, it could be Chayzer, but still, you don't have a mind on that. You know, you already gave that away, technically, you made it Hefker, so you don't have a mind on that to be making neder, and therefore, that's Pshat in this qualification of Rabbi Yosi. So we answered Rabbi Yechanan. None of us is not a kasha. Masiv Rava has a kasha on this idea of kol anoider ein daita al-masha hefker. And we're going to learn with the Ran's girsa. Masiv Rava, there's Tosefta says like this: Miksoson l'rishon, v'kulon l'sheni, sheni zocha l'shtabit v'rishon. That's the girsa of the Ran. It's a little bit different than our girsa. It says that if miksoson l'rishon v'kulon l'sheni, sheni zocha l'shtabit v'rishon. What does it mean? We're talking about here a person had two avadim. And the halacha is, Eved can't be kind of any possessions because anything is kind of go straight to the master. So here, he gave this first Eved part of his nechasim. He said, hey, I'm giving you 20% of my estate. And afterwards, he gave his entire estate to the sheni, to the second Eved. So there, the halacha is, the first Eved is not kind of anything. Why? Because you only gave him 20%, you probably didn't give him himself. You just gave him the possessions. And the halacha is, Mashakana Eved called a rabbi, so that didn't go anywhere. When he gave all his possessions to the second Eved, then everything went to the second Eved, and now even the first Eved belongs to the second Eved. So that's hence Pshat on the Brayso. Miksos on the Rishon, the Kul and Sheni, gave part of his chasm to the first Eved, and everything to the second Eved. Sheni Zochel Shtab Rishon. The second Eved is Zoycha to Mishtab Rishon. And what's the kasha? And if you hold ein daita masha hifker, that his das is not on what is mafker ready. Here also you should say that when I gave everything to the second one, I didn't mean on the things that I gave to the first one. And therefore, it should also be, they're also there to shear. They also, I didn't give him anything. Because I gave 20% rate to the first Eved, and I didn't give that 20% to the second Eved. So it also, here it's Mashmah, I gave everything to the second Eved. L'chaira, also here, why don't you say, ain't daita amasha hifker. Same thing, ain't daita amasha noson kvar. Well, I'm no das, what I gave already away to the first one. Elamai. That it could be chayzer when you say I'm giving everything to the second one. I mean everything, including what I gave to the first one already. Same thing about hefker. If you make an edda, you make an edda on the hefker as more as kasha. That's the way the Ram learns fi his girsa. The fi girsa we have here in the Gemara, miksasam rishon mikul sheni rishon ma'ikonam sheni loykana. The Rosh explains in our girsa that we're talking about a totally different thing. We're not talking about a eved. We're talking about a shchiv mira. The halacha is that when someone's on his a deathbed and he gives away his nechassim, so if he gives away all his nechassim, that's considered matna shchivimra. Matna shchivimra, he could be chayzer once he gets better. So then it could be chayzer on that because we say it's only reason why he gave it away because he was sick. There's not a milah of matna shchivimra, doesn't even need a kinyan. But if he gets better, it's automatic chazar. Mashenka gives away part of his nechassim, considered matna shbari, and that he can't be chayzer on. So it says that he gave mixas on the rishon, the kul on the sheni. The rishon's kana, why? Because it's only a matnas bari because he's part of it. But the second one is not koina. It's kul on the sheni. The second one's not koina. So there, the Rosh explains the raya is because if he meant to give half to the first one, unless he half to the second one, so then the halacha will be is they will all be considered matnas shchimira because he gave away all your nechassim, and the first one was part of giving away all the nechassim. So if the halacha was that when you give to the second one, you didn't mean to give away what you gave away to the first one, like ein daita amasha hifker, so then it would all be considered a matna shchimra. But now we're saying that he gave it to the second one, he gave everything to the second one, including what he gave away to the first one, so that made it a matna shchimra only to the second one, and that's where like kana, second one's like kana. So again, you see that his das is not on, his das is even on what he gave the first one. Is that even what he gave the first one? Similar type of riot, according to Ram, a whole different case. I could put him, the Gemara is slugging up the teretz that Rabbi Abba gave. So if that's true, it's back shver, Rabbi Yossi's qualifications, if the nether came before Hefker or after Hefker, what's the difference? Ela Morava, I'm telling you, Tarid from Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Pshat and Rabbi Yossi is not what we just said. Pshat and Rabbi Yossi is not because when a guy makes it Hefker, he still could be Chayzer, and therefore it's considered it went from the Mekabel, from the Noisim to the Mekabel, and there's a Issa Hano. It's not a Pshat. It's not a Pshat, Rabbi Yossi. Avad, Rabbi Yossi holds Hefker is a real Hefker, completely Hefker. And the guy Zoichi is Zoichi from Hefker, not from you. So why is it Aser? Why in the Mishnah when the two guys are in the desert and they can't give him any food, so he makes it Hefker, Rabbi Yossi is no good. Elom Rava, high in time, Rabbi Yossi, the Ron de Gadin. Gzeirom Shematnas Beis Choyron. There's a halacha later on at the end of the fifth parak that if someone just makes something hefker or just gives something away in order to give it to the mudar, then the halach is that that's not a good hefker because I'm only making it hefker to give it to the mudar. For example, if I make something hefker because I want Reuven to be zeichen it, and in walks Levi and takes it, I say nech, I didn't make it hefker to give it to you. I meant to give it to Reuven. That shows it's not a real hefker. So in such a case, it's not a real hefker. You can't even give it to Reuven then. So we're worried that such a hefker looks like that type of hefker. I'm only making hefker in order to give it to Reuven. And if you only make it hefker for that, and you don't let anyone take it, it's not a real hefker. So because of that, we made a gzera, you can't even do it, even when you're in the desert, and there's no one else that's going to take it anyway. But in there, you might make it mean it serious. But because of Matnas Beis Chayron, we made a gzera that such a hefker does not work. So Pshat Rav Yossi is not Medina, it's only from a gzera of Matnas Beis Chayron. But Avada, Medina really is good hefker, and really it would not be hana if the other guy took it because really hefker works. Just we have a gzeira, ma'as with chayra, and that's pshat and rava. That's rava's pshat. So two pshatim in the Gemara in Rav Yossi. Rav Yechim pshat, which rava asked on, and rava's pshat, two pshatim in Rav Yossi.